The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Today is the first day my mom will visit MD Anderson after her cancer diagnosis, and it almost didn't happen. I want to talk about it this morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show, brought to you by Kohl's. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So she had a long journey. She was prescribed this pill that made her really sick, and she had the surgery to heal what happened to her jaw because of this prescription. And then we thought, oh my gosh, we're finally in the clear. After 14 hours on the table, you know, she had a heart attack after everything. We're thinking, finally. And then they say, oh my gosh, you have cancer.
Ooh.
It has been a year and a half of just ups and downs and my poor mother suffering. She gets into MD Anderson though, so I'm really excited. But the insurance, I had to fight with them.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh. And Automatic, you saw how upset I was. They wanted to send her home right after the surgery. The woman had just had a heart attack. You know, they were like, we don't know if you really need all this coverage and care. Oh, I let them know that she needed all this coverage and care
away. If I wanted one person in the world advocating for me if I had cancer, it would be Dana Cortez, because she was not going to take no for an answer, and she was going to stay on the phone with these people as long as they had needed to understand that she was not going to take no for an answer.
Automatic, I will advocate for you if you stub a toe. You know, it's not okay. This is some serious stuff here. And I had to call them. I had to write them emails, a handwritten letter. I got on social media and put them on blast on every single platform I could think of. I think I was on, what was it, MySpace, I swear, back in the I went to MySpace to put it out there. I just, you know, I think it's so important that we advocate for one another. And I told my mom, you and Adolfo, my stepdad, he's basically my father, though. He's been so wonderful to our family. You need to advocate for yourselves, too. You can't just do whatever they're telling you to do.
Agreed.
You got to fight with them, you know?
Who was the, you know, the saving grace within the insurance company, or what was the turning point within that conversation?
It really was social media.
Oh.
I hate to say that, but I think that they're embarrassed, right, when somebody does that, when you put it out there like that, more so than if you have an elderly person like my mom, who's not old by any means, but she is older. She'll email, everything's in private, but if you put these companies out there and make them feel shame, it seems like that's the only way. Remember we talked about my mom's, the whole thing, and we had a nurse who wrote us an email and a direct message on Instagram. She said, do you know they deny 70% of claims?
Oh, wow.
I know. She's like, they don't even know what's going on. They just say no.
Because just off the top. They're just denied. That's the first thing you're going to do.
Yeah, because most people won't fight it, you know, especially if you're older and you don't have the know-how how to send emails and put them on blast on social media. But as Jesse Watt said to me today, she walked into the studio. She's like, how are you feeling? I'm fine. I'm worried about my mother more than anything, but it's a good day, and I have a good feeling because I think that MD Anderson is going to, I mean, they called her back within 24 hours. They're one of the best in the country, if not in the world. And everybody that we spoke to there, because I was on the phone with her, they were so kind, and they made her feel like they were going to take care of her and help her. That was the best part.
And that's beautiful to hear that now you're done through, hopefully, through one phase of this insurance and going back and forth, that now you're into the welcoming arms of everybody at MD Anderson to help you with your family. So,
Anthony, I'm so excited today. And I know that my mom's super nervous, but we've had so many great prayers, people sending positive energy. Thank you so much. And tomorrow I'll have an update. And I do have a feeling that my mom will be cancer-free very soon. I can feel it.
There we go.
I can feel it. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with one of America's greatest sandwiches. It's National Sloppy Joe Day.
Oh my gosh. Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah.
So I never had them at home. My nana wouldn't make them. So I would look forward to them at school, and I would beg her not to send me lunch that one day.
That was one of the best meals at school, but Mama Matic actually made a mean Sloppy Joe.
Did your mom make a good Sloppy Joe, DJ Automatic?
I'm telling you, she didn't make much, but she made me a good Sloppy Joe.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you get married, you're in love and it's forever. And then you hit 50 and for some reason, divorce rates go up significantly more. Ooh. Nobody that gets divorced thought they were going to do that. They always thought it was going to be forever. And why would you get a divorce after being married for a very long time? That's my question.
There could be a bunch of reasons.
No, you're right. If somebody's unfaithful, you know, money issues, maybe you just don't feel compatible. You're not in love with
maybe
your person
anymore.
Maybe
just grown apart.
Okay. Well, that happens in marriage. There's a guy on Instagram that we found that thinks if you have been married for a certain amount of time, 20 plus years, why would you even bother getting a divorce?
Stop getting divorced in your 50s. Y'all been together 30 years. Take your old
bedroom and go work it out. Trust me, you do not want to be 57 in this dating climate. We're in our 20s and we don't like this. Trust me, you do not have time for pay my rent at 56, and you don't have time for what do you bring to the table at 57. You don't. I know you think you do, but you don't. Imagine going from a 30-year marriage all the way back to what's your favorite color. You don't got time for that. Y'all been together 30 years. Like, y'all been together since VCRs. Do you realize that? Your wedding video is on VHS. That is history.
I thought about me and DJ Automatic, our wedding videos on DVD. We don't even have a DVD player. I agree 100% with what this man is saying. And hear me out, hear me out. I saw my aunt Sylvia, my tia, and her husband go through this exact same thing. He was unfaithful. I think they'd been married, 25 or 30 years at this point.
Dang.
And he had one slip, and you should never do that, never. But she was so distraught and so depressed, but she left him. But I saw her go through all this, like, down. She was so sad, and it was just terrible, and they ended up divorcing, but yet they spent every day together, just about. In fact, when she passed, he was at her bedside. I know they still loved each other. Sometimes things happen, and you just have to work
them out. Her pride wouldn't let her.
Well, she told me, Automatic, she said, if I forgive him, he won't respect me.
Oh.
If I stay with him.
But yet she hung out with him every day?
Exactly. Mm. So what's the difference? I'm like, what's the difference? You love him, he loves you, you've been together all this time.
I'm gonna be honest, no disrespect, fam, but that's wild toxic.
Like, how is that toxic?
That she stayed with him the whole time.
Like, to divorce him?
She didn't stay with him. She took everything.
To
he had
around
to go.
Him, though.
She loved him.
Like, my mom separated from my stepdad in her 50s, and I think it's perfectly okay. You could separate in your 50s. Nobody plans on it, but if you have to, there's more to life to live, and if, you know, you deserve it to yourself to be happy, it's
okay,
hard.
My parents got divorced in their 50s, and they're both, my dad, well, he's gone, RIP, I love you. But my mom is now miserable because she can't find anybody. She's lonely. I saw my friend's parents and the way they did it, which was not very conventional, but it worked for them. So,
break it down.
So they lived in the same home, but they live completely separate lives, and they raised their kid, Aaron, who's one of my best friends. And he's a pretty well-adjusted guy. They hated each other from a distance, but in the same house.
I think there's also it's the connection that people have with each other is so rare, relationship to relationship. So, like I said previously, with like Dana and your family or Automatic, what you're referencing too, it's no disrespect. Whatever works for you, works for you. Well, if you're not happy anymore, then you could go.
But here's the thing. You might not be happy, but are you going to be happier on the other side?
You might be miserable.
You got to be happier on the other side, because at the end of the day, when it's you and you, love is such a privileged thing to have that some people don't have it in their journey.
So why let it go?
Well,
why let it go? Why not try to work it out?
Because you got to be okay
by
yourself.
Sometimes you want to be selfish, though. Like with my dad, it was just him being selfish. He ended up being with my mom before he was passing. And it was just that he wanted to go out and do what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Well, at least she loved him enough to, you know, come back and take care of him. I just think what this guy said, one of the most important things, you really want to be out here at 50, 45, 50, 60 years old? What's your favorite color? No!
That guy sounded like he was talking to himself in the mirror. Like, I don't want to be him either.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
DJ Automatic, you were at a game. He's DJ for the NBA. But you came in yesterday, and you really intrigued me and Jesse Watt with the way you were speaking about one of the women who attends the games. I'm not so sure I like what you had to say.
So there's this woman who has season tickets right next to the DJ booth.
Okay, she's up near the suites and stuff.
Yeah, she looks like she's probably like an OnlyFans model or something like that.
She's a good-looking woman.
She's got a look to her. And I'll tell you the other thing. She has a type. Every game, she has another man with her. I thought it was the same guy. They all look the same. I'll just say that.
Okay.
So throughout the season, I'm saying she's probably brought 15, maybe 20 different dudes.
What's the problem?
She's a sugar mama. That's definitely what's going on. But I don't know. I just think it's not normal for a woman to act like that.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe I married you. You're a caveman.
No, she's out there.
You're a caveman. You're a Neanderthal.
No, I'm not. I'm just judgmental.
You are. What is wrong with having fun and having a good time? She could be a divorcee. Maybe she's never been married and doesn't want to be married. I think that it's fine that this woman is out. It bothered me so much. I can't even believe you're saying this in public.
But the thing is, so she gets them drinks. She'll get them food. And then by the second quarter, once they're a little liquored up, she gets really, really handsy with them.
So What?
No, when I'm talking about like while I'm DJing,
okay,
I keep.
All right.
Okay, settle down, DJ Automatic.
It's not like this woman is
how are you even working? Toronto, how are you right? even DJing?
It's distracting, that's for sure. Oh I will say that. It's very distracting. And I'm not going to like rat her out and call
having
security.
A good time. Why would you rat her out and call security? She's but, having fun.
Because if you're not supposed to do that in a stadium in front of people.
Don't worry about it, snitch.
Let's call a timeout here. Let's call a timeout because you guys completely just ratted her out by literally giving out her seat location in the arena. Well, so, well yeah, that's
tough for her. Keep her hands to herself. Well, I don't want to watch her make out and rub people down, okay?
Here's my thing. If they're dating, that's dating. Okay, she can date whoever she
well,
wants.
Well, she's dating like 20 dudes?
So what? She's a grown...
What do you mean, so what? If you was a, if it was a man doing that and bringing it with 20 different women, you would judge the
that's
hell out of
that's every
him.
NBA player. What are you talking about?
We're not talking about that part.
If there's no conversation established about being exclusive to each other, then yeah, she's open to, you know, dating and taking whoever she wants to the game, and kudos to her for having the money to do so in this economy.
And I'm so glad you said that, Anthony, because you're single. If you here's what I think, and you tell me if I'm right, because I've been married to Automatic for a long time, but before we were married, I dated other people while I was dating DJ Automatic, and I wouldn't let him know.
Why don't you go hang out with this chick, and you guys can just go to games together or something, okay?
I would tell him. He's like, what are you going to do? I have a date. Because we weren't exclusive, and I was open, and I'd let him know because I'm an honest person. I'm not a liar. We weren't hooking up. A hookup is like, you meet up, you know, it's over. Sounds like she might be hooking up or dating. Once you enter into a relationship, you have a conversation. You're like, you know what? I like you. Let's do this one-on-one. And you know, it's other people. And then you see if it works out. You fall in love. Everything's good. Am I right, Anthony?
You're dramatic, but you are right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's what it is, right?
It wouldn't be
that's
Dana what, if it wasn't dramatic.
So what is the problem? The fact that you're judging her, I'm embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed for her.
I'm embarrassed for you.
She has no shame.
Why should she? She's a grown woman. Are you paying her bills?
Well, just tell her to get another seat so I don't have to see it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, wow. A new mental health hazard for the extremely online has been coined. It's called crypto addiction. Binging on all things cryptocurrency has been a long-running joke, but now psychotherapists say it's a true, full-blown dependency.
Oh, wow.
Crypto habits have morphed into a real addiction that's being treated by mental health experts all over the world.
I mean, my mental health would be hurting too if I would have bought crypto a long time ago and seen the price of it now.
Yeah, dude. But I mean, everyone has their hobbies, and sometimes you gotta learn how to control those things. Like, if being addicted to fantasy football was a thing, I'd be right there with these guys. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's basically the same kind of thing though, right? It's not real. Either way, it's something that someone made up, you bought into.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about something that is real. In Britain, calling a guy bald could get you sent to HR.
Why?
Yeah, about time.
So now they're considering it sexual harassment. A panel of three civil court judges ruled that since men are more likely to lose hair than women, it's related to sex, and it is actual sexual harassment.
That's right, dude. It's about time we stand up, because there's been way too many hairline jokes flying the past couple years. For everybody, all right? Women know.
They're saying it's
not
the
for
same.
Me.
They're saying that it's the same thing as like commenting on a woman's chest.
Yeah, you can't say anything about her weight, so don't say anything about my hairline, Sandra.
Who's Sandra?
Okay. I don't know. All right, man. We'll keep the crazy court cases going. We'll go to India, where a couple is suing their son and his wife for not providing them a grandchild after 6 years of marriage.
Come on, man.
All right, the couple said they used up their whole life savings raising their son. They paid for his pilot training and the couple's lavish wedding as well too. And after year six of no grandson, they are now demanding over $650,000, claiming that they wanted a grandchild to play with when they retired.
Oh. Are you sure they're not Mexican?
I swear, Automatic, I was going to ask the same question. And then I thought, no, they're not, or they would have already given him a grandchild. Those are your WTF stories. We'll be back with more of the show after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Best spicy foods. We got a new study. We're going to share it with you right now in food news. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show, brought to you by Kohl's. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Here are the top three spicy foods, according to CNN, from around the world. Okay. Jerk chicken from Jamaica.
God, that's so good.
That is one of my favorite
spicier
things.
Spicier the better. The hotter, the more chiloso, the better.
buffalo chicken wings from the good old U.S. of A.
I love good chicken wings. And they're better in the air fryer than fried. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
And my personal favorite is shrimp aguachiles from Mexico.
Well, aguachiles is so good. You can put the shrimp, the camarones in there. You can do it with octopus, with pulpo. You could do it with it, just anything. Aguachiles is my new favorite. Automatic don't even want ceviche anymore.
No. I gave up on ceviche.
I know this is provided by CNN, so I do want to hear the shrimp stance on the border wall crisis going on right now. I want to hear the right-wing agenda that this shrimp has.
Let me tell you something. If you want to build a wall, then no chilas anywhere else. Chilas come from here. Chilas are indigenous to Mexico, Guatemala, and all that area. All right, National Day, Anthony.
This is a fun one. We have National Awkward Moments Day. Ooh.
I've had too many of those. I don't even want to talk about them. I've done so many things. I think the worst, though, and I've mentioned this before, but I'll never forget it. Oh, my gosh. I was at a grocery store, and my friend was there. I said, oh, when are you due? And she said, I had my baby 6 months ago.
Oh,
that was the worst
thing.
I mean,
that sounds like something I'd say.
You called out her torta. No way.
Oh, Anthony. Golly.
Deport her torta.
What? I'm done with y'all. That was awkward.
Yeah, you're actually
that
like
was
the
awkward
now,
automatic.
Dude.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
DJ Automatic and I have been married for a very long time. We have some big blowout fights. Everything seems perfect, right, all the time. It is not perfect. And we've had screaming matches. That doesn't resolve anything. Mm-mm. We started having this conversation because of this guy on Instagram.
Y'all been together 30 years. Take your old ass in the bedroom and go work it out.
Okay, he says that, but how do you work it out?
Yeah, that's a tricky process of any relationship. I mean, you guys could speak more on marriage, but initially, like when you're dating somebody, you really don't know them until you see them not get something they want. And
seeing how
a person handles that is when you really start to peel back the layers and understand this person a little bit more. So it can be tricky in understanding how your partner handles conflict. You have to really work through that initial phase of conflict resolution.
For me, I mean, obviously, I don't have it all figured out. Nobody really does. But I know the first thing I don't want to do, I don't want to start screaming. Because once I start screaming, I lose all my logic. It's just, I just want to be right.
That's hard for you to do because you grew up in a screaming house like I did.
Yeah, so the first thing you got to do is when you're having the conversation, try to stay calm. Try to stay logical. Try to stay within your, you know, just don't fly
keep
off the
your
handle.
Wits about
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
Keep your wits
the other
about
thing
you.
I try to do, and it's so hard sometimes, but I try to see it from Dana's perspective. Why is she mad? Why did I do something wrong? What is she thinking? How could I have corrected this? And that is taking me a long time to get to
he
that
figured
point.
Figured it out last week.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. I love that you're talking like this because there was once upon a time where you would fly off the handle, Otto. And sometimes even in public or whatever the case is, and like I said, we both grew up in screaming households, but that would only make our fighting.
It just makes everything worse.
The problem.
My brother and I got into a disagreement the other day, and he started screaming. Like, and I told him I just stayed calm, and I said, hey, I'm not going to fight with you like that. I don't need you to scream at me. I'm not going to disrespect you. Don't disrespect me.
That would make me more pissed.
It did for a second.
That would send me off the road. Oh, I would get more mad at you.
It did for a second, but then he calmed down, and we both had like an actual discussion, and we came up with a resolution. So.
Yes, but he did raise his voice, and I was in the car, and the minute that my brother-in-law raised his voice, I thought, oh my gosh, Automatic is going to lose it, and he didn't. I was so proud of him, Anthony. Mm. He kept his cool. He kept his calm. I think basically because his brother owes him money, and if he would have gotten mad, he probably would have never seen that cash, baby. Sponsored by Optima Tax. Tax issues? Call Optima Tax Relief at 800-352-9218.